What's going on, everybody? We are here with another episode of the Anime Boys Podcast. Yo. My name is Jay, or Pop Punk Pizza. I am here with my fucking hetero life partner, Abraham Gutierrez. What is up, my dude? What's going
on?
What's
going on, my guy? What are you up to, dude?
Same old, man. So we are coming in a little late with this movie review.
Dude, a little late. A little fucking late.
We saw it like a week and a half ago. It's Tuesday. We saw it like
on the 18th, right?
Not last Friday, but the Friday before last.
Fuck, so dude. I really wanted to get this shit out before, dude. But fuck, we got so busy.
Yeah, we did, man. We had a lot of shit go down. You know, life finds a way. It is what it is, dude. So what's been going on with you, man? What's up?
Just been fucking chilling, dude. Like always, like just fucking, you know, work. And then just fucking chill afterwards and just watch anime and just fucking hang out. You know how it goes.
Yeah, but you had a little bit of a issue. We were actually supposed to record this episode yesterday.
Bro, but fuck. Dude. Okay, so fucking yesterday, for some fucking reason, my fucking toilet the downstairs toilet just decided to fucking just started spewing water and just shit everywhere, dude. And I was so fucking mad. And I did it once, and we cleaned it, right? We're like, okay, cool. And then we were done, everything's cleaned, and then I did it again. And I was like, fuck you. Like instantly, like, fuck you. Like, I was so fucking pissed off, dude. Can you imagine, dude, like, cleaning everything, and you're just chilling, and then, like, 30 seconds later, it comes back out?
I can, but I don't want to, dude. I'm scared.
It's just like when your upstairs neighbors flooded the fucking upstairs,
what time,
dude? Like,
which time,
picture,
dude,
that shit happening back to back, like in the span of like 30 seconds. Like, it was like bullshit.
Damn.
And I was just like, dude, this is like actual shit. So like today, everything got cleaned up, fucking finally got taken care of. I have no idea what the fuck happened, but it was some bullshit, dude. I'll tell you that much. We had to throw some shit away, but it's fine. It's fine.
That
now
definitely sounds like some major bullshit, dude. I'm not about it.
Yeah, it really is.
On a little bit of a lighter note, I was telling you earlier, my fucking upstairs neighbors are gone, dude. The
Bro,
fucking neighbors
fucking
from hell.
Out of here.
It's honestly been like 3 or 4 days, probably like 4 days, maybe 3 days. And I just like, it's so quiet.
Are you sure?
Like,
Are you sure they didn't keep the water running?
I can't even. Well, no, they had maintenance in there today, so I was like, okay, cool, at least like someone's up there, they can double check and make sure. I'm actually pretty cool with like the maintenance workers, so I want to ask them, yeah, like, hey, how fucked up did they leave this place? Like,
it's just like,
I don't know, because they
rats
were
everywhere.
Oh, dude, they were nasty, they're dirty and shit. But funnily enough, I don't know, like, so I used to have like a squirrel that would like get in my ceiling, and I complain about it like,
bro,
all
that
the time.
Fucking squirrel's dead, dude. Probably like,
but like as soon as they left, it stopped happening. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on,
they
dude?
A,
like,
they
did
had
they just take
squirrel
it with?
They had a pet squirrel, dude.
They took it with them, like,
bro. Like,
or what the fuck were they doing?
I don't know what's
there
worse: you having like squirrels in your fucking walls, or fucking birds in your chimney?
Oh yeah, all of it, dude.
Like,
worst,
how do you fucking,
man,
manage to get birds constantly going down your chimney?
It's happened like 3 times, which is like 3 times too many. But everything, like,
do you always open it and just like grab it with a blanket or something, or what the fuck?
Yeah, like 2 times I grabbed it with a blanket. The 3rd time, I just didn't do anything and it figured it out and it got out. So I was like, okay, cool.
It's like, hey, I'm out.
It's good, dude. Hey, we're good, dude. But yeah, man, so we are here. We're ready for this podcast, for this movie review. We're a little late.
We fucking saw it, though. It was so fucking good. And we went to go to the fucking...
If you haven't...
What?
Go ahead,
what,
dude.
What?
Say
what?
It.
What? I was waiting for you. I thought you were going to say something crazy. I thought you were going to say something crazy.
Probably.
I was just going
to
say...
I was just trying to talk to our fans.
Dude, they were like...
I was trying to talk and say, hey, if you have us on autoplay and you just see that we have a new episode and you click it... And you don't know what we're talking about, dude? This is Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. It's finally time. We're reviewing it.
We're talking about,
as
the
Abe's
whole
say,
Boruto
we
fucking timeline? No, I'm just kidding.
We saw it on... We're going to figure out what the One Piece is right now, dude.
This is it. This is the podcast. If you don't know what the fucking One Piece is, this is it. This is the fucking One Piece.
It is, dude. But we saw it at the draft house, dude, which was actually like pretty nice. The movie started after my bedtime because we had to see it in sub. We couldn't watch it in dub.
Bro, can you picture like fucking watching that shit in dub? Like I'd cry, dude. I'd fucking cry.
I can't, dude.
Like some of that shit's
I haven't heard like any of the voice actors in for Jujutsu Kaisen, like any of the English voice actors.
I heard it.
So I'm like, I'm gonna have to look it up, dude. I'm scared. It's kind of
funny. Some shit's kind of funny though, but like. But yeah, we saw the draft house, so we fucking ate food and got to watch fucking Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. I was just like, it's kind of hard though, because you kind of have to read the subtitles and eat your food. And it's like the way it's placed over there, it's a little weird. So you got to like sit up and you're like, I can't miss what they're saying or I'm fucked.
It's an Olympic sport for sure, dude, but it's definitely worth it. What did you have? I just had like queso fries. Like some Hatch chili queso fries.
Yeah, I tried those. Those were pretty good. I had like a chicken, like a
couple old fashions.
And they had like a spicy chicken sandwich, I think. And then I got some like chips and queso, but like I was like, oh, you can get some too. Like we just shared that shit, but I was just like, I just really wanted some queso, honestly. And fucking side note, you fucking buy hella queso for no fucking reason all the time. And I'm always
what the fuck are you even
bro, talking every fucking about, time, dude. Every fucking time you always fucking get queso, it's always like a large amount of queso. And I'm just like, this is insane, but this is good.
It's all just cast, dude. Like, she'll go through it. Like, if I turn around, no, I'm just kidding. I go through it too, dude. Queso fucking rocks, man.
Well, like, because one time we went to fucking Mama Margie's and you fucking got queso and it was like fucking like a quart of queso. I was like, holy fuck.
So... to be fair, like, anytime we usually go to Mama Margie's, like, we're getting it to go, and so we'll take it home, obviously, and then, like, queso's good for, like, another day or so.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, cool, I have leftovers, it's fine. But when we went to Mama Margie's, it was, like, 1 a.m, and we went inside the Mama Margie's, and we sat, and I think we just ordered, like, off the cuff, like, what we normally do. Right. We didn't even think, like, oh, we're not going to take this shit home, dude. Which we didn't. I mean, we left it there. Like, I'm not going to, like, go in goblin mode and, like, take a fucking half quart of queso or half, like, pint of queso
at, like, 3 a.m. That shit was massive, dude. I forgot where the fuck we were, though. Where were we doing before that? I don't even fucking remember.
We saw the Wonder Years. We saw the Wonder Years play.
Oh, that's true. We did go see the fucking Wonder Years. And then we're like, you know what? We're hungry. Let's go fucking eat a whole gallon of queso at Mama Margie's.
Hell yeah, dude. Which, by the way, fucking shout out the Wonder Years, dude. They played 2 albums back to back. And they took an intermission in between because they're like, we're kind of old.
We're kind of fucking tired. We're
going to take a break. They're like, we're going to take a break real quick. And they were like, yeah, y'all guys do the same. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
you know what kind of hurt, though, when he was like, hey, so we're kind of old now. Does that mean you guys are old now, too? And I was like, fuck, dude, that hurt.
Because this is a 10-year anniversary, 10 and 12-year anniversary of, like, 2 of their albums. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. Like, I remember when this shit came out, dude. Like, I was like, this hurts, man. Like, don't talk to me ever again.
I was just like, I was just so happy that they played fucking shit from back then. But it was so
different. Everything.
The vibe was so different, though. Like, back then, everybody would be fucking bonkers losing their shit, dude. And nowadays, like, people weren't losing their shit. I think it's one, because everybody was fucking old, but two, like,
yeah, it was a little bit more relaxed. But you know, people were losing their shit in the fucking theaters, man, for Jujutsu Kaisen. And speaking of which, like, I want to talk about, like, the box office sales.
Oh shit,
because this is, like, insane to me.
It's
right,
it's not, so, no Demon Slayer though. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not no Demon Slayer, don't get me wrong, but like, we talked about how much money they made in Japan, and it was like 100 million or like 108 million. And so let me just paint this picture real quick. So you're opening up Jujutsu Kaisen in America, already 108 million in the bank, which is insane.
That's
opening
crazy,
weekend. Opening weekend alone, it's only been out for a week and a half, which is crazy. Opening weekend alone, it made $17.5 million. And it came out Thursday night, technically, so that's like 4 days.
That's
crazy. $17.5 million, which is fucking crazy. And then you get into the total, which is like 20. Oh man, I just had it. Fuck, I fucked up.
He fucked up.
It's like 21 million is like where it's at right now. So that means total, or it's over 21 million. So that means total, It's at $148.3 million.
That's insane, dude.
That it's made since December, like, because it released like the day before Christmas in Japan, and I'm just like, holy fuck, dude! Like, release season two already, dude! Like holy let me fuck. Know what's
dude, up. Season two's coming, dude. Season two's fucking coming. Like, I think 148 million is a fuck ton, and then like I was just like I was kind of fucking around like. Like, of course, like, Demon Slayer made fucking, like, half, like, $500 million.
Yeah, like, almost a
billion. Yeah, like, it made a fuck ton of money. But I was just fucking around, and I was like, you know what? Let's see how much Progressive has made up to date now. It's only made $13.8 million, dude. And I lost my shit. That hurts. That fucking hurts, because Progressive was actually really fucking good. And the fact that...
It actually was.
And the fact that it didn't, that it kind of bombed, it's kind of sad. And I'm surprised that they're making another movie, and... They're fucking
yeah,
going for it.
Yeah, that's the thing that's like, that's the thing that's fucking crazy for me is like SAO Progressive like bombed and then immediately was like, get ready for movie two. And I was like, oh my, and it's like movie two release date, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, holy shit. Like, all right. Like they're about it either way. Like that's cool. And then Jujutsu Kaisen walks away with like almost 150 million. And it's like, maybe it's like, we'll see. We'll see what next. When the next season comes
dude,
out.
Dude, season like, two's coming, dude. Season two's fucking... They released the fucking... Didn't they release the fucking, like, the new intro for Jujutsu Kaisen?
Like, I don't think they did.
I fucking swear, dude. I fucking swear I saw fucking something. I don't know if they did or not. Probably fucking talking out of my ass, but I fucking thought I saw something. And I was like, is this
so,
the
okay,
new
here
shit?
We go. It's... And again, we'll file this under shit we probably should have looked up before we started this podcast. Literally. But Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, officially confirmed. There's no release date for the second season this time. And so, I'm just skimming right here. They don't know how... Nothing's confirmed. They just confirmed the existence. They haven't talked about how much in the manga it's going to cover. They don't cover like any filler or any extra shit. It's literally just like, cool, it's confirmed. And it's like, and then what? Like, when?
And then when? Tell me now.
And then when, dude?
Dude.
It just says sometime in 2023. That's a whole year, dude.
And I don't want to...
They walk away with $150 million and they're like, we could take a year off.
We could take a fucking like, fuck year
yeah,
off,
go
dude.
For it.
Dude, I hope the fucking writer... like, I hope the fucking writer got a fucking good-ass cut from that. Fuck, dude. Like... I get so pissed off when I hear that the writer didn't make shit from the movies. I'm like, bro,
that's
he fucking caveat, wrote dude. It though. Like my guy wrote it.
That's what always hurts, man.
And
go ahead.
I was gonna say, fucking, just like on the topic of season two, I don't want to jump into any fucking like conclusions or anything, but I just thought it was fucking really funny when they showed the poster for season two and people were like, "Where's Gojo?" And I was like, fuck, if you know, you know, like, basically, if you know, dude, I just want to throw that out there, not spoiling anything. I'm just saying, if you know, you fucking know where Gojo is.
Damn, son.
But
I'm ready to, like, get into the movie.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to, like, actually talk about this shit. So I want to, like, preface this real quick, and I want to say something that, like, In our previous like movie reviews, I really love what we do, but I also really hate what we do. So we're gonna try something a little bit different. You can go ahead and let us know if this is gonna work. In our previous movie reviews, we usually break it down like scene by scene, and we definitely spoil the movie. Which spoiler alert, we're probably gonna spoil this movie too.
Probably always.
So drop a like, save it, download this episode, and come back after you've seen it. But we're definitely gonna spoil this shit. But We're not gonna give you the juicy play-by-play. We're gonna see how it goes. We're just gonna say, go ahead and watch the fucking movie, first of all. And then let's come back, let's talk about it, dude. But man, this movie's a prequel, right? Like this movie's a prequel. Yeah. It talks about Yuta. And I'll read like the plot real quick. Like Yuta is haunted by the spirit of his childhood friend Rika, who died in a tragic traffic accident. Her spirit no longer is the sweet little girl. Instead, she's cursed and manifests as, like, this massive monster of entity at this point in time, at the very beginning, like, protects him against his will. Like, he struggles with making friends, and he struggles with I mean, getting bullied.
Yeah, literally.
Because Rika, like, Rika just manifests.
Bodies everybody.
And she, and she fucking bodies. But this takes place exactly 1 year before the anime, right? So before we even talk about Sukuna, any of the other characters, like, it is 1 year right before all of this that happens. And the thing that is, like, super crazy, and we could talk about it a little bit later when it, like, makes sense, but some of the things that happen in the anime directly correspond with what happens in this movie. And then on top of that, we kind of fucked up, Abe and I kind of fucked up, because, I don't know if you know this, so I might be ruining your life right here, Abe. Nani? There was a post-credit scene that we didn't stay for.
Oh, fuck, dude. I looked that shit up as soon as I got home. I fucking looked that shit up.
And you didn't tell me, dude, what the fuck?
I fucking assumed that you were going to look it up, but, like, it was, like...
I had to go look
like,
for it.
Like, it was all over TikTok, like, instantly. And, like, I just, like, damn. All right, let me look it up really quick. And I just fucking looked... It was, like, really fucking short, too. So I was, like, whatever. I was, like, this is cool. I was, like, it's nothing that, like... It's like, if you missed it, you missed it. Like, whatever. It wasn't like, hey, let me add another fucking 10 minutes of the movie. You know what I mean? But, like...
Yeah, but that's the stuff that, yeah, like, kind of directly ties in with, like, the anime and with the manga. And so one thing I want to, like, really talk about real quick is, man, I'm not sure if this is canon, right? Like, I'm not sure if this is 100% canon or if there's going to be, like, extra shit that they bring up or they talk about in the manga. And I thought they were so slick, dude, because the opening week of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero in the United States, mm-hmm, directly correlated with a chapter in the manga where we first see Rika. So I was like, holy fuck, dude, they big brained this. They're able to go ahead and just be like, yo, like, hey, you just read about her. Now let's fucking watch her. Like, she's right here. This is, like, what she's about. And then the ending, which we'll talk about not in a sec, but, like, a little bit later. But when the ending happens, you're like, hold on. Like, this isn't track, dude. Like, this isn't, like, 100%, man.
I don't know. I think I saw some shit about that. Like, it was just like, I don't think it explains it yet. Like, I think it just, like, once you go back to the manga, it's just like, boom. Like, surprise. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, what the fuck? So I don't know. Maybe it'll give some more context later. I'm not sure where the fuck it's at the manga. I don't actually read it, but I know you're caught up with it, right?
Ooh, yeah, I am. So one thing I do want to, like, make clear is that I haven't, like, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is a manga and there is a manga version of it. I personally haven't read it just yet. So that's something that is on my list. I wanted to see the movie, get my impression and kind of get this podcast up a little bit sooner than we did, but you know, life finds a way, man. That's how it is.
And when life gives you lemons, you watch Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, I guess.
Hell yeah, dude. I want to say real quick, and I'll toss it over to you. It might just be, like, how needy I am, but damn, this movie felt fast.
I agree.
Like, I feel like this movie just, like, fucking blew by, and I was like, oh my god, I need more.
I think it blew by... I think it went fucking fast, but I also, like, yeah, think about it. It's just, like, one volume was of, like, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero instead of, like, a whole fucking, like, it's not the main story. It's, like, just everything that happened before Itadori. And I guess, like, mm-hmm, there was, like, I guess it had to be fast just because it was a prequel. I don't think it necessarily, I mean, it probably could have had a little bit more context with a lot more stuff, but I think they did it like that on purpose because it's just, like, hey, yeah, this is just a prequel, but it made me fucking laugh because everybody's like, hey, this is, everybody was saying, like, hey, you're about to watch the fucking actual main character. Like, pretty much. What they said, like, Yuta, right? That's his name, was supposed to be the main character, but then that didn't happen. But I was like, honestly, like, just for, like, context, like, Yuta is, like, fucking on par or, like, right a little bit right below fucking as powerful as Gojo is. That's how fucking
That's one thing that we end up finding in the movie. So, mild spoiler alert here. If you haven't read it or you don't know who Yuta is, you haven't looked anything up. There are three, like, main families, like, three main sorcerer families or rather the like the three big bads in the sorcery world.
Yeah.
Gojo is a descendant of one of them, and Yuta is a descendant of another. So when he's able, I don't, should we just drop the bomb right here?
Because it's totally what we're saying. I think we'll just fucking drop it.
So major ending spoilers here. I'll give this preface here. So we, at the end of the movie, Gojo ends up finding out and giving this info to Yuta is that, hey, Rika didn't curse herself, right? Like, Rika didn't turn into a curse to haunt you because you said you were going to love her and take care of her and, you know, all of this. It's actually that Yuta is the one that cursed her. He comes from a descendant of somebody with immense cursed energy, and that's why he's able to use the power of, like, vocal curses. I can't think of the correct term right now.
He can copy, basically, like, other people's, like, fucking cursed energy. That's insane.
He can basically use that. And that was, like, a big thing in the manga that, the, like, the latest chapter, he started using cursed speech, which was, like, fucking crazy. So, technically speaking, Yuta and Gojo are, like, distant relatives, right? So, while Yuta doesn't have unlimited cursed energy like Gojo, or rather, he can't control the output on a molecular level like Gojo can, because that's canon. That's like the shit that he can do.
Yeah.
And that's why he's busted. But Yuta just has like a fucking massive amount of cursed energy. That's why he's able to master different types of cursed energy, even if he's not born into those specific clans. So in theory, this is like the main theory, and this is like an edge case. But in theory, Yuta has the potential to be able to use limitless like Gojo. He has the ability to use infinity, but because of how much cursed energy that takes, and he doesn't have the bright eyes, like he can't control his cursed output, but like he has the ability to learn it. He doesn't have the reserves to be able to do it. Like,
and isn't like, so isn't like that's Gojo's the comparison like whole thing there. Is like he can use limitless, but he can actually be like, hey, this actually doesn't take that much of my fucking cursed energy. So he can use it like indefinitely.
Yeah, so his eyes allow him to control the amount of cursed energy that things take at a molecular level. So he might have, let's say he has 100 points of cursed energy, and that refills every 12 hours or whatever the fuck you want to say. He's able to say take limitless, right?
Yeah.
And say, hey, nothing can touch me, nothing can do anything, and he can change how much cursed energy each action or each attack takes. So it's not that he has unlimited cursed energy. It's just that massive amounts of cursed energy can be condensed into just like decimals, right? He's like, I'll use fucking red and blue and make purple.
Yeah.
And it's only going to take 0.08 of my 100 points for the day.
That's fucking broken.
And he can scale that down just as far as he wants to. That's why he's so busted.
He's fucking... And like, I like about... He's broken. And like, I like how in this movie, he's not known. Like, I don't know how much of a... Do you know the fucking time gap between like Jujutsu Kaisen Zero and the first chapter? Of like Jujutsu
it's
Kaisen.
1 year.
It's like 1 year.
It's only 1 year.
That's fucking crazy because in like this, in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, Gojo doesn't come off as, he doesn't say it or he doesn't acknowledge it that he's the strongest Jujutsu sorcerer. It's like not said, like, he's not like, hey, I'm the strongest one. Like, I think that 1 year is like all it took for him to be like, hey, I'm the fucking strongest one. Like,
I don't necessarily think that. I think that just like the focus of like this movie or like the focus of like the chapter was just on Yuta because they're setting everything up for like what's happening now. And like, yeah, they could really drive home that like, hey, Gojo's fucking busted. But I mean, even in like some of the final fights where he fights, I think his name is Miles. He's basically like an American guy. At the very end where he's going one-on-one, that guy is like, I'm just going to count my time.
Yeah.
As far as like how much, like how long I can delay them. And like, that's what it is.
Because he was like, I'm going to get fucked up by this guy anyways. That was fucking hilarious.
He's just like, this is what it is, dude.
He just loses his shit. He just shoots like, there's like a scene where he just shoots a curse with red. And it just like, everybody's like, Gojo just fucking got pissed. It was just the funniest shit. He's just broken, dude. Like, it's so fucking fun. But Yuta, like, the fact that he can do the shit that Gojo can is fucking insane to me.
Yeah, he's just able to do, like, fucking anything, dude. So you just fucking busted, but yeah, so to basically fucking spoil the ending, and this is why I personally don't think it's canon, right? So in the manga, you're basically going through, like, Sorcerer Hunger Games, and Yuta shows up, and he unleashes Rika, and he's, like, using her, and you're like, oh, fuck, like, who is she, like, who is he, like, is this fucking busted, or rather, he was introduced a while back, but you're like, this is what he can do, like, for real, you're like, holy fuck, and then you get to JJK Zero, and at the very end, like, he releases her, he's like, I love you, I release you, blah, 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 and he dispels the curse that he put on Rika. And for all intents and purposes, she's set free. Like, you know, that yeah. She is no more. And I was like, what the fuck? And so when that happened, I was like, there has to be more shit that's going on that, like, we're not 100% on. Like, it just, I don't know, dude. Like,
I think it is canon. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, he might have found a way to make a copy of her or just, like, a form of her, like, it's not actually her, like, how it was in, like, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. I'm not 100% sure, like, I don't think it's said anything about that yet, right, in the fucking manga at all.
Nah, they haven't really, like, said anything, and if so, I've probably read over it, and I didn't even realize it, but at least from everything I've read, like, I don't see what they're doing, like, I don't understand, like, how she came through.
He might have just done something, like, because he's, like, it's been so long since, like, when we first introduced him. So he's probably like, hey, I've learned so much shit. Like, you guys are, I'm like, I'm fucking broken.
Yeah, like, at this point, it's from JJK Zero to, like, where they're at in the manga, it's probably been about, like, 2 years.
So, yeah, that's a long time. So. Especially since he fucking learned all that shit in the movie in, like, a fucking couple of weeks. Or days. Yeah. I don't even fucking remember, but he was already like, hey, I'm broken. And, like, he just shows up at the end and just bodies, which is fucking insane.
Pretty much, dude.
But.
Man, such a good fucking movie. What was your, honestly, like, what was your favorite part?
My fucking favorite part? I'm going to say, like, the fucking last fight, honestly. Like, with Geto. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fucking dope, honestly. Like. Just seeing, like, him, like, it was set up with, like, Panda and fucking, what's her other name? I forget their name.
Maki,
and then the one that can't.
Toge,
there you go. I was like, fuck, what are the names? But fucking with them three, like, getting bodied and then just Yuta showing up and just like, hey, fuck you. And then he's just, like, busted. And, like, I didn't even know Geto was that strong, like, as how he was or how he is, I guess.
Geto is fucking busted. So, I mean, in basically, like, the plot here, because I realize we haven't said it right. Like, Rika is a cursed spirit that is at this point, you know, we don't know that he is controlled by, or she's controlled by Yuta, but she's attached to Yuta, and Geto is basically just like, she is the most busted fucking spirit that's ever existed. I want to capture her and control her, because Geto's power is, like, he's able to, like,
absorb. Right?
Yeah, he's able to, like, absorb cursed spirits, and he can actually, like, meld them together and, like, create, like, other spirits. So he's like, Rika's going to be my ace in the hole. So Geto sets up, like, this fucking onslaught on, like, two or three different places in Japan, and he's just, like, fucking dunking spirits out. And then he knows that they're going to leave Yuta by himself. He's going to go and try and get Rika. And so at the very end, what Abe's talking about is, it is Geto versus Yuta and Rika. And Geto literally, he literally says that he has like 4,000 spirits.
That's insane, dude.
So he released like 1,000 in one place in Japan, 1,000 in another. And he rolls up to Jujutsu, like, high school, with, like, fucking 2,000 spirits, and he's just, like, 1v1 me, bitch. Like, I'm fucking taking this girl. Like, I'm taking her.
Dude, he's fucking broken, and... dude. Like, and he was fucking, he was actually going hard. Like, he was fucking, like,
He was, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to take this bitch. But then fucking Yuta was like, nah, fucker. And it was over, dude. He was like, Yuta was like fucking strong. And just seeing him fight, it was just like, this is fucking dope. Like, I don't want to spoil it too much for, like, everybody that hasn't seen it, but, like, that fight is fucking, really fucking fun to watch. It's really good.
Hell yeah.
But what was your favorite fucking part?
Oh, man. It's definitely less exciting. I just fucking love Toge, dude. I think he's rad as fuck. He's fucking cool, dude. Yeah, basically, we got to see, like, a little mini side mission with, like, him and Toge and Yuta, and, like... Dude, just seeing him, like, roll around and fight is, like, fucking cool to me. Like, I think his power is, like, I don't know. I think it's the coolest. I just thought it was fucking cool. That was, like, my favorite.
Like, when he's just, like, twist, and then just fucking his arm twists. I was like, dude, that's fucked.
Bro!
I was like, he just destroyed this man's whole career. Just, like...
Toge and Yuta basically go off to, like, fight a spirit, and they're like, oh, it's only, like, rank whatever. Like, y'all guys are gonna be fine. Toge is, like, the perfect person to, like, beat this one, so it's rad. And then they get there,
yeah,
and it's, like, an amalgamation of spirits, right? There's, like, fucking 100 of them. And then he just goes, and he just takes his, like, his scarf down, and he just goes, combust. And, like, all fucking, like, 200 of them just burst into flames, and then he's, like, cool. He's just, and like, then they savage. Go to, like, basically, they go to leave, and then there's, like, another spirit that's, like, a lot stronger that's there, and then they have to fight, and he literally is able to just be like twist, and then like the dude's arm just like fucking inverts on itself, and then he starts to have issues with like his voice, and so he, before this fight, like he bought like throat medicine and everything, so they're like going through like the throat medicine, like trying to get the throat medicine to him, and that, like, you know, getting everything put together. And so he finally, like, is able to use the throat medicine. And then he just goes, crush. And then this dude is just, like, deceased. He's flattened. I'm like, fuck, that's hard.
That's like, so insane to me that, like... So, like, because fucking Yuta can copy. He fucking copies his fucking curse technique later on, like, at the end.
Yeah.
And he literally just fucking says, die. And all the curse spirits just fucking die. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was like... The fact that he can just say die and have no repercussion, like, that's insane. Like, to be fair, he used that megaphone, right? And then it fucking disappeared.
Yeah, I was, like, a little more specific on this. And this is why, like, I guess this is, like, the big difference between, like, what's in the manga, like, what's current in the manga, a.k.a., like, 2 years later, and what's, like, being animated in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero a year before everything that happens. Yuta has his power to where he's able to imbue items with cursed energy at a very high level. So what this tells me is, like, he was able to take this megaphone, imbue it with the ability of cursed speech, right? Like, the power of cursed speech.
Yeah.
He used it, and it was, like, a one-off, and it's done. But the direct contrast to that of probably two chapters ago by now... He literally has the signals, like the symbols on his cheeks and the symbols on his tongue, and he's able to directly use cursed speech, like, without using an item that he's previously imbued. And I'm like,
that's insane.
Holy fuck, dude. Like, 2 years of him just being like, all right, like, let me do it. Like, let me at him, dog. Like,
but the fact, like,
and he's able to master that shit.
And, like, I'm guessing he doesn't take repercussions, like, I forget his fucking name, dude. Like, the other guy.
Toge.
Yeah, the other guy would fucking get it, right?
Yeah, so cursed speech, as it's written, takes a lot out of the users, like, period. But the biggest difference between him and Toge is, like, Yuta has to work a lot harder to be able to use it, and all of this is going to be, like, less potent. But he has the flip side of, like, he can talk like a normal person at any given time, so he doesn't have to worry about unconsciously using his power.
Fucking killing
but
somebody
as far
on
as
accident.
Like, yeah, but as far as like the repercussions, like, of using it, like, it's still the same. Like, he's still it takes a lot out of him. He's unable to use it, like, back to back to back, like, just off the cuff. Like, so it's a little bit more difficult.
That's insane.
But yeah, so that's like some of the big differences. And like, all in all, it just boils down to, like, Yuta should have been the main fucking character, dog. Like,
he should have, but
he's busted.
But I mean,
I love Itadori, though.
There's
going
to be so much more for Itadori. Like, you already know there's going to be more to come. Like, It hasn't, like, they say what, the anime's supposed to end next year, 2023. I mean, the manga's supposed to end next year, 2023. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, that's what I fucking.
I didn't hear that.
That's what I've been. Oh, my God. That's what I fucking read. So, like, you can fucking. Okay. Somebody could call me out if I'm fucking saying some bullshit, but I heard that it's supposed to end in 2023. So, like, that's fucking insane. Like, it's almost fucking over at that point.
Damn, man. That's gonna be crazy. I'm ready. I'm ready, but I'm not. Like, I want to see what they do, but I don't know, dude. There's just so much shit that, like, needs to happen.
There is.
So a lot I'm just like waiting for it.
Like,
fuck, man.
Fucking. I don't even want to say it. I'm not even gonna say it. I
know what you're probably gonna say.
I'm not even gonna say it.
All right. We're kind of in the turning point here. Like I said, we're gonna do this episode a little bit different than what we usually do. What did you dislike about the movie? Like, what was your dislikes?
Fuck, dude. I'm gonna let you go first, actually, because I have to think about it.
So, fuck, man. So mine's kind of a cop out. So I might give two dislikes here. I really dislike how fast this movie was. I really think that they could have emphasized, like, Yuta's upbringing beforehand, right? So, like, before him, like, before he gets taken in by Gojo, kind of like we saw Itadori in the first season.
Yeah.
Before he gets taken in, before he gets enrolled in Jujutsu High, I want a solid, like, 10 to 15 minutes of, like, him going through, like, school and, like, life with Rika attached to him, because she was attached to him since he was, like, 10 years old or some shit like that.
That's fucking crazy.
Which is, like, it's almost, like, 8, 10 years that he's had Rika, like, attached to him. Like, there's got to be, like, a lot of shit that happens, and I really wish we would have seen more. But again, that's just me being needy, right? Like, I'll always ask for more, like, for Jujutsu Kaisen. And then, honestly, a little bit more of a cop-out, it was kind of the music. I think the music was good, but it wasn't like, oh my fucking God, like, this is, like, the perfect track for, like, everything that's happening. It just kind of was.
That's true.
Like, it definitely, it added, but where it could have added 10 points, it only added, like, 3.
It was literally just like, hey, here's some music. And then, like, that was it.
Yeah, it was really generic. If you played, like, the soundtrack for me, I don't even think I'd realize what I was listening to. It really, the music wasn't that memorable. And again, like, that's when you know, dude. That's when you know this is a great fucking movie on, like, how nitpicky my dislikes are. Cause fuck, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I fucking can't really think of anything other than, like, the ending where, like, it blurs out, like, it doesn't say what Gojo was telling fucking his fucking Ghetto. He wasn't telling, mm-hmm. you just see him mouthing, like, the end, like, at the end, you just see him mouthing something, but you don't actually get to hear what the fuck he tells him. I think that's, like, the only thing that kind of pissed me off, but I was like, whatever, like, I guess, right? Like, I wish it would have told us, because it's not like we're just starting the series. We're about to get into season 2. So,
yeah.
And, like, the first season was 24 episodes, so it's, like, technically, like, we got 2 seasons for the price of 1. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm just like, fuck, like, I really wanted to know what they said, but I can't really think of shit, dude, other than, like, maybe seeing more of Gojo being broken, probably, just cause, but I mean, I can't even say that.
That would've been nice.
I think it's just nice seeing him being broken as fuck, like, it's just fucking great, but I can't really think of much, honestly, like, I really just enjoyed it of, like, what it was, you know what I mean? Like, I know he wasn't the main character, so, like, I'm kind of like, okay, like, I'll take it as what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I just know he was broken, man.
All right, so I think we're there, man. I think we're ready for an official rating. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll let you go first.
All right, so this will be out of 10. I'll give it, man. This is probably gonna be the highest that I've rated something in a while, because I'm really nitpicky. I'm gonna give this, like, a super solid 9. Like, a rock solid, I would probably not change anything about the movie, even if I could, a solid 9 out of 10. And that's, like, a big deal, because I think, like, I really liked SAO Progressive. I think I gave it, like, a 7. So those 2 points are, like, fucking crazy. Like, This is like a really strong 9. Please go see this movie, dude. Like, it's, oh my God, dude, it's amazing.
I think I'll give this like a solid, like, I'd say like an 8 or 8.5, I would say.
Okay.
And I still really fucking liked it. Like I said, like, you definitely need to go see this movie. Or if you fucking see it at home, watch it at home. But you definitely need to see it. Like, it's actually really fucking good. I was actually really stoked to see it because I fucking miss watching Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, I was like, man, there's not like the other anime that's been coming out is like, it's not like Jujutsu Kaisen. So I'm just like, I really want to see something like that again. So it was
Hell
fucking
yeah.
dope seeing it again. So it's definitely like up there with like fucking, I gave it an 8.5 possibly. Like, I could say 8.5 and 8, 8.5, either one. But I was like, if it had like a better soundtrack, I think it would go to a 9, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
that's true.
But I
Okay.
think that's fucking, we squared that away. Fucking definitely go fucking watch this movie. Don't miss it out.
We're there, man. Definitely go watch it. And so we do have a couple closing notes here. First and fucking foremost, thank you so much for listening, and apologies that it took so long to get this movie review out. We're gonna be doing a lot better this week and up until next week. If you have anything that you want us to watch, any movie that you think that we should watch, go ahead and let us know. I might start like a poll on Twitter, which will be like the big deal, and we'll see what you guys want us to
And
watch.
I'll definitely add I'm definitely gonna add a fucking question for you guys on Spotify, just so you guys
Hell
can
yeah.
dump on some fucking movies on there that you guys want us to review. And definitely we'll check it
I've
out too.
liked I so personally I've liked those questions on Spotify. I want to know what everybody else's like opinion is, but we've gotten a lot of good feedback, so I'm really excited that like everyone's taken like advantage of it so far. So hell yeah, dude, keep it going. We're reading everything that you guys are sending, so thank you so much. Abraham, what do you got going on in life, man? What's going on with you, and where can they find you?
You can always find me at Abraham0182 on everything. And literally, I am fucking chilling most of the time. So you can fucking just reach out to me and I'll be like, what's up? But yeah, other than that, we're doing this fucking podcast as much as we can.
Cool. All right, and as I said at the very beginning, I am at Pop Punk Pizza. Go ahead and hit me up wherever you can find me. On the very rare occasion, it's at Pop Punk Pizza 1. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week, and we'll catch you later.
See ya.